Chapter 7. Senator Amidala! Padme turned at the sound of Bail Organa's voice. He was pushing his way toward her through the crowded corridor, collecting stares and rude comments, which he ignored. They'd been called to an emergency session of the Security Committee. The terrorist attacks. The Senate complex was like a poked beehive, frantic with activity. Padme, he said as he reached her, then pulled her aside into a convenient alcove. His dark eyes were anxious. I don't know if you've heard, but Obi-Wan Kenobi is one of the bombing's casualties. The lies came so easily now.
No, I didn't. Oh, that's awful, Bail. How badly is he hurt?
He's not dead, but I'm told it's serious. I'm sorry, I know your friends. Well, she wouldn't precisely call them that, not since she'd ignored his plea and promptly married the man he'd begged her to renounce.
Friends, yes, Bail, how did you find out? There's been no announcement.
The Jedi shuttle taking him back to the temple got caught at an emergency checkpoint. The sister of one of my Senate staffers is a security officer. She flew escort for it once the problem was resolved. He shrugged. And sisters gossip. They certainly did.
I want to know everything you know, but it'll have to wait till after the briefing, which we should get to before we're late.
Bail nodded. Of course. When they reached their allotted chamber, though, they found it empty, save for Supreme Chancellor Palpatine.
Don't be alarmed, my friends, he said as they slowed uncertainly on the chamber's threshold. You're in the right place, but I took the liberty of cancelling your briefing.
Padme exchanged a cautious glance with Bail, who stepped forward. Chancellor?
I wish to personally inspect the damage inflicted upon us by the Separatists, said Palpatine. And I'd like both of you to accompany me. No fanfare, no elaborate escort, just three concerned public servants united in a common cause.
Padme frowned.
I'll come, of course, but...
Why you?
Palpatine smiled gravely.
Because I value your advice, m'lady. Your experiences as a target of Trade Federation terrorism, first on Naboo, and then more recently here and on Geonosis, afford you valuable insight. You've looked firsthand into that dreadful abyss, Padme. It has tried to devour you and failed every time. I want to see these attacks through your eyes. You will see things I never would or could. And if I'm to protect our great republic, I must know what they are. No matter how alarming or upsetting that may be.
Taken aback, she nodded.
Anything I can do to help?
And as for you, Senator Organa, Palpatine continued, if you'll forgive my blunt speaking, I have felt of late that you're coming to regret the unconditional support you've shown my office.
Regret?
Bail shook his head vehement.
No, Supreme Chancellor. I support you without reservation, as always. Do you? Said Palpatine gently. I must say that's not the impression I've received.
With respect, sir, you're mistaken. If I have regrets, it's that we've been forced into this war. That in creating our Grand Army of the Republic, we've turned our backs on 1,000 years of peace, on all the senators who came before us and preserved that peace by steadfastly refusing to give in to their fears.
Are you saying my negotiations for an equitable settlement with the Separatists were not genuine?
No, of course I'm not. Bail ran a hand over his close-clipped goatee. Nobody could have tried harder than you did to give Dooku and his cronies what they wanted while still preserving the integrity of the Republic. It's just
that now you've seen soldiers killing and dying, said Palpatine. Clones, to be sure, but even so. Am I correct?
Bail nodded.
Yes.
And you wonder if you did the right thing agreeing to support a Republic army? Especially since your dear friend here, Senator Amidala, opposed the Military Creation Act at the risk of her own life.